Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the first week after the Sunday of Trinity, Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 25. "But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish." The inability of Lazarus to render bodily service to his neighbor has been more than recompensed by the rich spiritual service he has been enabled to render to others. For now, after his death, he serves the whole world with his sores, hunger, and distress. His bodily hunger feeds our spiritual hunger. His bodily nakedness clothes our spiritual nakedness. His bodily sores heal our spiritual sores. He teaches us and comforts us by his example, reminding us that God can still be pleased with us, even if things do not go well with us here on earth, provided that we have faith. He warns us that God's wrath can come upon us even if things go well for us in unbelief, even as God was pleased with him in his wretchedness and displeased with the rich man. What king with all his wealth could render the whole world a service comparable with the service rendered us by Lazarus with his sores, hunger, and poverty? How wonderful are God's works and judgments! In what a masterly manner he puts to shame the clever fool with his reason and worldly wisdom, who prefers to see the beautiful people of the rich man rather than the sores of poor Lazarus, who would rather look at a healthy man like the rich man than that an ugly, naked body like that of Lazarus. Christian faith brings about a complete change in our whole set of values. Let us pray. Enlighten us with your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, that we may always get and keep our values straight as your children, by faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.